وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين to all your beautiful duas, مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, there is a story in the Masnavi of Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, the plan of the thirsty one. So there was this thirsty person who was sitting on the bank of a river, but a high wall prevented him reaching the water. So he was being very thirsty, very impatient and restless to get to the water. He climbed the wall. He then removed one by one brick out of the wall and threw it into the water. The splashing sound the brick made as it hit the water pleased him very much and it consoled him. So he continued breaking one by one brick from the wall and throwing it into the water. Now this is a Tamthili Waqia, a story by way of example that Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi is giving us. So the water questioned him, "Why do you strike me with the bricks? What benefit is there in it for you?" So the man replied, "There are two benefits for me. The first benefit is that the splashing sound of the water to the ear of a thirsty one is sweet music. Secondly, as the bricks are lessened, the wall is lowered, and the water is becoming nearer. The removal of the wall will become a means of reaching the water." So there was this wall that was a barrier between him and the water, and the minute he had the wall out of the way, the barrier, the water would be close to him. So there's a lesson to be learned from here. It is reported that Nabi Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "What is the way of reaching unto you?" So the reply from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, "Da' nafsak wa ta'al. Leave your nafs behind and come to me." It's just two steps. One step away from the past and the second step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the above story, there is a lesson for the seekers of Allah. They are thirsty for Allah while the wall of the nafs, the self, is preventing that meeting, the carnal desires. Beyond this high wall and this barrier of the nafs lies the great ocean of nearness to Allah. Hence, the one who will start annihilating his self, he who will discard every desire that is contrary to Allah's wishes, those desires which are like the bricks in that wall, he who will, for the sake of attaining Allah's pleasure, destroy those evil pleasures, for him there will be two great benefits. Firstly, he will feel the closeness, the qurb of the ocean of Allah's love and perceive it as being within reach. Secondly, that as a preventative wall, the barrier of his desires become lower, the seeker after Allah will come nearer to his objective, the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qurb-e-ilahi, until perfect nearness will be attained. the day he annihilates himself completely. So annihilation means to make all your desires subject to the pleasure of Allah. The day this rank is reached through spiritual exercises and through a saintly spiritual guide, one will have attained the good life. A glimpse of it can be had from Khaja Majzub, Rahmatullahi's words. He says, "It is as if I am living in paradise by night and day." And once you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've got the sweetness of the zikr of Allah. So it's like living in paradise night and day. My garden is in my heart in full blossom. And at every moment, it is as if there is a flood of light upon my heart, the nur of Allah. And at all times, the thought of my beloved reigns. Wazkur Rabbaka kathira, remember your Rabb abundantly. And no moment does the remembrance of the beloved leave me. So, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, those who remember Allah standing, sitting and lying down. Myself is drunk with the melody of Him. I am near. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am near. So this Majzub, whom all consider to be of a wretched state, what do they know of the pleasurous state within him? This fortunate one. Now another condition has taken hold over me day and night. At all times I am in a state of blessed communion with him, with Allah. Now in my heart there is continuously a remembrance of him night and day. Even in separation, I am in communication with him. This is the great lesson of the ayat of the noble Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O you who have brought iman, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, excessively. And when this state comes, when the barrier of the nafs is gone, a person comes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the nafs has to be kept in check. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken numerous oaths in the noble Quran. وَالشَّمْسِ وَدُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا
وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken seven oaths, and he says, and inspired this nafs, all that entails evil, no, and all that entails taqwa. So now it depends on the individual, what does he want, evil, or does he want the taqwa and the piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is the choice upon him. In one ayat of the noble Quran, a very, very simple solution has been prescribed for entry into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَوْفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. He who has a fear of standing for accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has restrained his nafs, his carnal desires, عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, from vainful and evil desires, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. So then for him, you know, is the ultimate solution will be for him, the consequence, the result of this year, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him Jannah. So this is the recipe and the prescription for Jannah, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the restraining of the nafs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.